I choked and squealed, but nothing ever happened. No one ever got up. I just saw limping people just still limp away. The dark figure's grip got tighter and tighter and tighter. And then I heard the words, the buzzing. It was words, a message. The message was 15, 15, 15. But now the buzzing changed. It's stronger and it's growing. And then the grip got too tight and it choked me, suffocated me to death. The buzzing returned, even stronger. It said, 14, 14, 14. And like, and I just lied there, staring up at the dead sky, and never woke up until the next morning. And something was off. I woke up this morning and something was off. And I remembered yesterday, or was it a dream, where I died and choked by a dark figure. The room was darker than usual. This was weird because I still felt the buzzing in the back of my head, the message, 14, 14, 14. So it couldn't have been a dream, but how? And I saw something carved into my ceiling. 14 more lives. And then it hit me. I knew what it meant. I had to stop this thing before it kills me 14 more times, each one more painful than the other. And then I heard the cackling. The cackling got kind of like a clown. And I heard bolting up the stairs. I slammed my door shut and locked it tight and grabbed my baseball bat and I held it up. And I screamed as loud as I could. And then I heard banging on the door. Bang, bang, bang. I knew the door was gonna knock down soon. So I leaped out the window. I landed hard on the ground. Soft, hard. It really hurt. I forced myself to get up and charge. And then I heard the door knock down. And I saw the clown peer out. It cackled so much and it leaped out and charged at me. It was screaming and charging. I ran full speed across the yard. I hopped on my bike and biked so far. I biked so far, I don't even know where he was, but all I knew was that the clown was chasing me because I heard the cackling. And then my bike fell over on a puddle. And the clown picked me up, opened its jaw, and bit my head off.